2021, and that it's going to be government sector unions. Not only are they extraordinarily politically powerful, and not only are they the driving force right now behind higher taxes and more regulation on the private sector, but they also are really not serving their actual members well at all. Teachers unions, the police unions, I mean, all of them are really taking extraordinary steps to violate the rights of their own members. So we're going to talk about how this is a big problem going into 2021, what it means for normal taxpayers, and some of the things that we think can actually be done about it, despite the political landscape that's in Carson City. So it should be a very good webinar, noon on the 19th. It's actually on Zoom, so wherever you are in the state, whatever you're doing, you can just tune in for an hour and check it out. But yeah, again, if you go to nevadapolicy.org and just type in webinar in the search box, you should be able to find it right away.
And by the way, getting back to the state Supreme Court and the separation of powers, any idea when we'll have a decision on that?
Yeah, it's always hard to tell with the court. I'm sure, sad to say, we're not going to have a decision before the legislative session starts. But we're hoping that they're going to take it up in a pretty timely fashion, because it's something that has obviously got very serious consequences, given that there's going to be a legislative session going on in just a couple of weeks. So we're hoping that they have a sense of urgency about it, but you never really know when it comes to the court.
Hey, Michael, it's always good to get with you. Thank you so much. I know we're going to be visiting probably in the next couple of weeks with Daniel Honcharoo up in Carson City, but we'll talk with you again soon. Thanks so much, man.
Yeah, excellent. Good to talk to you.
Michael Schaus, Communication Director for NPRI, and this special NPRI report is brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop, also by my friends at Nevada Trucking Association. Stick around, more to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Walt. So good to have you with us. It is always so good to talk about what's going on around the state and around our community with the folks from NPRI. I absolutely love those people. Stick around, more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:31, as we check out our traffic cams, we do have a bad accident on Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara. The right lane is affected there, and you're bumper-to-bumper all the way back to Hacienda on Interstate 15 northbound, so keep that in mind. Also, some heavy volumes there. 15 southbound at Silverado Ranch. Moderate flows as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl from the Henderson side. 515 west at Charleston. 515 eastbound at Main. Look for some congestion there on Summerlin Parkway westbound at Buffalo as well. And the road work continues on Nellis Boulevard. The lanes are reduced nightly beginning at 8 p.m. That is between Tropicana and Craig on Nellis.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
Louisville basketball, they pick up a win at Wake Forest yesterday, winning 77-65. Louisville is now 4-0 in league play. That is their best ever start in ACC play. Carlique Jones scoring a season-high 23 points. Samuel Williamson a double-double, 15 points and 11 rebounds. Up next for Louisville, they've got their second straight road game. They are going to take on Miami coming up on Saturday. Kentucky basketball, they get back at it this Saturday when they are going to match up against Auburn. It's a rivalry game tonight for Indiana as they are set to take on Purdue.
This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based insurance coverage, or if maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to talk with my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free, as in no charge. Call 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, Blue Sky Insurance. The president last night issued a statement. It was a video statement released by the White House. And one of the things the president did, you know, concerning the inauguration and looking back at last Wednesday, was the message was crystal clear that he was not for violence. He wasn't for rioting in the streets, no matter the cause. And let's go to the president last night from the White House.
I want to be very clear. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week. Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement. Making America great again has always been about defending the rule of law. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement, you are attacking it, and you are attacking our country. Now I am asking everyone who has ever believed in our agenda to be thinking of ways to ease tensions, calm tempers, and help to promote peace in our country.
I thought that was a wonderful statement, personally. He hit all the notes. It was really cool. The problem is that Chris Wallace from Fox News, and you know that they're not buddies. And in fact, I have a feeling they just don't like each other. But he was on Fox News this morning, and I want you to listen to how nasty he is about the president, soon to be former president. This was Chris Wallace this morning on Fox News.
There was zero remorse. There was zero taking of responsibility for his role in all this. And, you know, I know a lot of people, Chris Wallace, we know about him. Just listen to Liz Cheney. Just listen to Mitch McConnell. They are not raving liberals. And, you know, as Liz Cheney said, he lit the match. So I didn't hear much taking of responsibility for match lighting.
But do you think that he wanted them to breach the barrier, grab a shield, throw it through a window, and start wrecking the place?
You know what? I don't know.
Really?
Honestly, I don't think. I think yes, that's the honest answer. I mean, he said an awful lot of things. He pursued this absolutely bogus claim that the election had been stolen from them when it was rejected in 50 cases. The electors were certified following the Constitution. They're sitting there. He holds a mass rally. They do what you just said they did to the Capitol, and he doesn't say anything for hours while they're raging. You know, he could have put out – I would have been much more impressed with this video if he had put it out
last Wednesday,
2 o'clock, yeah. a week earlier.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, I was the one who said on Monday that, wait a second, he's having a rally the day the Electoral College is being banged in? I go, it's going to be anarchy, and that was – that was a headline among media blogs for a while that I used the term anarchy. But I said to myself, this is going to be a bad situation. I actually never thought it would be possible to breach that security. I didn't think Al-Qaeda could breach that security, let alone a bunch of rioters. So that's where I was mistaken. Being that you have more experience in Washington than almost anyone, were you surprised that they could breach that security?
Sure, of course. And obviously, it turns out there was a tremendous failure of preparation. And we now know that the FBI had gotten reports, because there was all kinds of chatter on the Internet. The Norfolk office of the FBI in Virginia had let them know at the beginning of the week. There should have been a much greater show of force at the Capitol on Wednesday than there was. I mean, I don't blame those Capitol police officers. They were totally outmanned. There was nothing they could do. But it shouldn't have been that situation. There should have been barriers and fence. And, you know, we've now got to, do you realize that by next Wednesday, there are going to be more soldiers, the National Guard, there are going to be more military people on Capitol Hill, triple, I think,
I know,
than we have serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. But that's how you prevent something like this, is by such an overwhelming show of force that if you're a crazy protester, you sit there and you go, and not a protester, an insurrectionist, you sit there and say, I'm not messing with these guys.
Well, and by the way, that was Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends with a guy that you know is pretty respected, Chris Wallace, but you know that he's no friend of the president. When we come back, I'm going to get to some of your calls. We now know, the FBI and the DOJ, that they know that this was premeditated, it was well planned, it was tactical, it was domestic terrorism. It wasn't a bunch of MAGA folks that decided to play nasty. It wasn't. We're going to see what you think. You've had a chance to see the horrific images in D.C. last week. You've had a chance to hear from the president. You've had a chance to hear from Chris Wallace from Fox News. I want to hear from you next. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you, are we headed to another confrontation next week? Next Wednesday? The inauguration of Joe Biden as the 46th president of the United States? We'll talk about that. 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hard to believe it. The inauguration of Joe Biden next Wednesday. Will there be violence? Will there be insurrection again? We'll talk about it with you, and we'll find out if you fear that there is more violence ahead in our nation's capital. Let's go to Brian. Brian, you're up. You're on. Go right ahead.
Thank you for having me on the show. I am just really tired of the media spin, the media being controlled. There is ample evidence that Trump won the election, that the computer systems were rigged, that all kinds of shenanigans went on. The FBI is compromised to the point where they refuse to look at it. The judges that looked at it are also controlled to the point where they picked up on some minor thing and threw the cases out. We're going to have 2 criminals raising their hands, saying they're going to protect the Constitution for against all enemies, foreign to domestic. That'll be the first lie that Joe Biden and Calamity Harris say to the American people. I'm sick of it.
I love that. Brian, I understand where you're coming from, and I think a lot of people share your view. Let me just ask you, though. You are being portrayed as conspiracy theorists by the left. The question is, how do we overcome that? How do we find the smoking gun and prove to people, whether it's now or 6 months from now, that, yeah, the fix was in? How do we do that?
We have to keep exposing what was going on and keep getting in touch with people till we find people that put their honor above the threats and the money and the position they're being offered to continue the status quo. And there are still good people in this world.
And remember, the United States Supreme Court, three nominees by President Trump, it's not like this was all Dems. I mean, there were a lot of Republicans that didn't buy into the notion of the election was rigged. You are aware
of that. You have to understand, Kevin, when it costs $50 million to be a U.S. senator, we have gotten to the point once again where we have taxation without representation, because how can those senators do for us when they have to raise $50 million and they get that money from people they owe favors to? We've got to change the system.
Good point. Brian, thanks, man. Appreciate it. See if we can squeeze in John. John, you're next and you're on. Go right ahead.
Hi. I think your caller before that about how the election was all rigged, all the courts are rigged, how it's a big conspiracy. I think that just explains why moderates like myself cannot be in the GOP anymore. I mean, it's just a joke. It's like, we're going to believe everything that Trump says, even though he's lied to us thousands of times, and ignore the reality. And all Trump would have to do right now is say, I support Joe Biden as duly elected president and be done with all the violence, everything, and move on. But he won't, and that's the problem.
The question is, how can he do that when he views Joe Biden as illegitimate? When he contends...
Because he's delusional.
Well, but
how can he do that? He can open his eyes.
Is our previous caller, Brian, is our previous caller, Brian, delusional? Are 75 million people delusional?
I don't think 75 million people think that the election was stolen. I think there's a core group of Republicans that believe it was stolen. We're still ignoring all the facts that 50 court cases were denied, zero victories in any of these court cases. Supreme Court, which had Trump appointees, said they're not going to even look at it. Trump appointee court judges said this is a joke, and they threw him out. So all that evidence, you know, that should fly in the face of, oh, there's all these conspiracies. I mean, just work in the reality.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Here's what I fear, and John, you tell me if I'm wrong on this. I fear that in 6 months, a year, that somewhere there will be a smoking gun. Somebody will find one of those Dominion voting machines, and they'll say, look, you can do this to it, you can do this to it, you can do this to it. Now, you won't see it on 60 Minutes. You might not even see it on Fox News, but you'll see it somewhere. You'll see it on Newsmax, and they'll say, oh, my gosh, our election was compromised. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are illegitimate. Oh, my God. I fear that, and I don't know what's going to happen to the 75 million. By the way, 40% of America thinks the election was rigged. Just
That's
so you know.
That's not true.
No.
The election, you use the word rigged as in they think there's a big conspiracy. People think there were problems, and I would agree. There were definitely issues, just like every election. But the reality is think that would have been enough to overturn the Biden's victory? Absolutely not. Did I want Biden to win? No, I wasn't in love with him. But the reality is I work in facts and I work in reality, and I don't buy what Trump was selling after the election. And I wish that you would stop spinning this. Well, maybe in 6 months. I mean, give me a break. In 6 months, we could come back and find out anything. We could probably find out that Trump was working with who knows who, you know, and to say that Dominion, I mean, there's a reason that Dominion has a $1.5 billion libel case, is because there's a big case there that she's been spouting lies, and you guys have been buying it, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the right wing taking over the moderate GOP that it could have been, and now it's a joke.
John, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. I disagree with you. I disagree with you, but that's what this program is all about. We call it Live and Local. We do this every day from 3 until 6. And whether you agree with me or you disagree with me, that's okay. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon. With Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited-time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, Seven Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, one of the things we do on Live and Local, and by the way, welcome aboard today. This is going to be a fun show. This is going to be a fun show. We got a lot of stuff to do. Laura Reese is going to join us. One of the things we do, we like to bring in experts when there's an issue that is out there, and it's really complex. It's not simple. It's not black and white. We try and bring in the experts, and so it is with Laura Reese. The question I've been asking all along since last Wednesday was, who were these people that rioted at the Capitol? Who were they? I'm kind of beside myself. I don't know. I know that they did not look like MAGA people. And I'll just tell you, I thought they looked like Antifa. They really did. Anyway, we're trying to find out who these people are. So what we did is we went to the Heritage Foundation and found Laura Reese. She's a senior research fellow for the Homeland Security. She'll tell us what she thinks about what happened last Wednesday, why it happened, And are there any similarities to other riots in America in the year 2020? That's all coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.